Yo, what's up, everyone? It's DMZ Football here, and the draft just ended. We're all excited to talk about it, and today I have a special guest. We got Mr. Blitz Scouting. Say what's up.
What's up?
So I know it's been a while. I haven't really done an episode. I haven't really, you know, it's been kind of hard to get some ideas on episodes, but now since the draft is over, I would love to discuss it, and so you guys can hear our opinion on it. So we're just going to dive into it, and the first team that we're going to talk about who had a really, really strong draft, in my opinion, is the Cardinals. So what's your take on the Cardinals right now?
I think that they handled this offseason perfectly. Going into it, I didn't think that parting with Josh Rosen was the right move. But Kyler Murray, obviously, Cliff Kingsbury came into Arizona knowing that that was his quarterback. Traded him away to the Dolphins, and they got good pieces back, and then they came in this weekend and just absolutely, like, in my opinion, I think they had the best draft in the league through and through. I mean, guys like Hakeem Butler in mid rounds and Deontay Thompson, I mean, can't get much better than that.
Yeah, and they got the best corner in the draft and Byron Murphy in the second round.
Yeah,
to start the second round. And when I saw them pick Andy Isabella, I was personally excited that, you know, Kyler Murray and Isabella, that sounds pretty exciting to see, because there was some hype around Isabella, you know, being one of the most, you know, fastest players and smallest players in the draft. So now you got these little two speedsters, and they have Christian Kirk. Now they have Hakeem Butler as well. They drafted Keyshawn Johnson out of Fresno State as well. And then Larry Fitzgerald, obviously, still doing good at the age he's at. And they added a good defensive end, a solid defensive end. You know, they didn't get Nick Bosa. They got Zach Allen out of Boston College, a really good defensive end. I think he can maybe even play D-line if he wanted to, and a safety. So really solid draft.
For sure.
I love what they did. How do you think Kyler Murray is going to fit, though, with Cliff Kingsbury, though?
Well, I think that Cliff Kingsbury system is perfectly built for Josh Rosen. He's been friends and trying to get Josh Rosen on board with him since Kyler Murray was coming out of high school.
Yeah,
he tried to get him to come to Texas Tech, but he went to A&M, and then here they are later, and he says, if I have the first pick in the draft, I'm taking Kyler Murray, and then he gets the first pick in the draft. I think that the system is built perfectly for him, and I think he drafted for Kyler Murray.
Yeah, it's perfect. Shoot, that offense, they have a bunch of speedsters there now, and I think it's going to be perfect. I'm going to pause. Going into the 49ers draft, I think they had an okay draft. It wasn't the best, but it was. They got some players they needed. What's your take on it?
I think they started out really hot. They got Nick Bosa at number two. At the start of the draft, it kind of went as planned. It was pretty bland, and the Nick Bosa pick went along with that. It wasn't a bad pick, and I think it was a good pick. It just was expected. And then in the second round, they took probably one of my favorite players in the draft, and Deebo Samuel, 36. That was a steal.
Yep.
And then I'm a big fan of Jalen Hurd. He's a lot like Cordell Patterson, mm-hmm. in my opinion. He does a lot. He's pretty raw, but if he can get good coaching from Kyle Shanahan, I think have a really good career.
Yeah, I mean, dude, they're stacking up that defensive line. You know, they got Solomon Thomas now, or they've been having him. DeForest Buckner, they just got D Ford, and now you put Nick Bosa, and that D line is just going to be havoc. You know, that's going to help out Richard Sherman a bit. That's going to help out that secondary there. So, I mean, I think the only thing they should have maybe addressed in this draft was a safety. They should have maybe invested one pick in a safety just in case, you know, that's kind of their weak spot on their team right now. But they certainly addressed wide receiver for Jimmy G. They got a punter in the fourth round.
I was hoping they would take Deontay Thompson with that pick.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I was watching the when he got drafted, I was watching the table. I was like, yeah, that's a pretty good punter. But I just don't know if a punter is valued for a fourth round pick. So, a decent draft. They addressed the needs. So now going on to the Jets. The Jets, they only had six picks in this draft. Or no, they had seven. So, oh no, it's six. Sorry. So what's your take on the Jets draft so far?
I thought that they had a good draft. Well, they made good picks, but some picks like Blayson Austin, the cornerback of Rutgers, that was their final pick. I wasn't a fan of that, especially with Kelvin Harmon sitting there. He got picked a few picks later. I was a huge fan of the Blake Cashman pick in the fifth round.
Oh yeah, for
And
sure. I
then,
don't, I had
but
like a
overall,
second or third round grade on him. That was a really good pick.
and I think that the Jets front office, they played the board really well, and I could tell that they got the guys they wanted. And Jakai Butler, he was probably going to be there around four, but I think they would have taken him around two had they had that pick.
Yeah. Jakai Polite, I mean, there was some concerns of him with like interviews and stuff and his personality, but you know, being able to get a basically at first a round one graded edge rusher in the third round, and you know, what they're doing in New York, I think they can touch him up and get him a little his personality and what it means to be a pro there. I think they can fix him up and you know, make him what draft prospects or scouts didn't think he was like. He was a really good player physically, but I mean, there were some concerns about him. So I think he'll just be fine there. I think that's a great pick for the Jets. Quinnen Williams, great pick. They're trying to trade back with the Redskins, I think. But Redskins
Yeah, no,
obviously ended
really,
up
yeah.
getting Dwayne Haskins. But good draft. They got the players they wanted. So Blake Cashman, great inside linebacker. And yeah, so good draft for the Jets.
One more thing on Jakai Polite. I was a bit concerned with him after his pro day when he showed up and he looked like a defensive lineman and not an edge rusher.
Yeah.
I think Greg Williams, he's really intense, and I think that if anyone in the league can get him into shape and get him playing how he can play, it'll be him.
Oh
So I
yeah,
think
I
it was
know.
a
I
good pick.
saw that video the other day. Just first day of practice, it was on everyone's ass
Yeah.
already. So now going to Oakland. So you know, Mike Mayock's first year as being a GM. All of this, you know, oh, is he gonna do good? I think he had a really, really good draft. They got players that they needed. They got leaders. They got studs, the people that love to play football, in my opinion. You know, the first three first round picks were spent really well. Clelin
Great.
Ferrell, obviously, at the need at defensive end. Josh Jacobs, obviously, a need at running back with Marshawn Lynch freaking retiring. And Jonathan Abram out of Mississippi State for safety. He's very, you know, they got two safeties now. Carl Joseph is like kind of on a prove it year. LaMarcus Joyner
Right,
just
yeah.
signed there, but for the long run, Jonathan Abram is going to be a very physical player that can run from sideline to sideline for them. Trayvon Mullen was kind of a surprise pick right there, but I mean, it's an okay pick for me. What do you think on it?
Yeah, I think that the Raiders had a good draft. I think they got a little too much hate for selecting Clelin Ferrell at the fourth pick. I think it was a surprise to people, which is why it got so much backlash.
Yeah.
But he's a high floor player who'll make an impact immediately. And like you said, Josh Jacobs, he was my number one running back in the draft and perfect replacement for Marshawn Lynch. And then Jonathan Abram, he's a guy that a lot of people compare to Jamal Adams. My comparison for him was actually Carl Joseph, and they're now teammates.
Yeah.
And but I think that secondary is going to be a lot of fun to watch. They have a lot of hard hitting physical defensive backs who I think they'll make that Oakland defense a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, and they got Hunter Renfrow in the fifth round, which, you know, he was a very underrated wide receiver coming into this draft, coming out of Clemson. I think he helped that Clemson team a lot in their championship run. Great pick for them and a great value for them at that pick. Just some depth at wide receiver for them. So,
And
oh, go ahead.
I just want to touch on their late round picks a little more. Max Crosby out of Eastern Michigan. He's a high he's a lot different from Clelin Ferrell. He's a low floor, high ceiling guy.
Yeah.
But I think that if they can coach him up, I think he could be a high impact player for the Raiders for a long time. And then Isaiah Johnson, he just fits that mold of what I said, the physical backs that are going to make that defense fun to watch. So,
Yeah. All right. Great. What do you think this was a really good draft for them, or do you think Mike Mayock could have done better?
I think it was good. I wasn't a fan of the Trayvon Mullen pick. I don't think he's worth a round two pick, but other than that, it was okay. Quentin Bell in the seventh was I don't understand that pick at all, but I mean, it's the seventh round. He probably won't even make the final roster, so.
Yeah. I think it was pretty solid job by Mike Mayock. I give him props for just coming in, trying to cooperate with John Gruden. So, I mean, got their needs, and I think they'll be a much, much, much improved roster this year. So, now going on to the Bucks. So, the Bucks, they got their guy in Devin White. I personally trust Bruce Arians in finding the key players that they need in this draft for the Bucks. You know, a really kind of surprise pick for me was Sean Bunting in the second round at seven. What's your take on that?
I like the Bucks draft. I actually was a big fan of the Sean Bunting pick. I think that he gained a lot of hype at the end, and that's why he went round two. But I think he was worth the round two pick. I think he'll probably be a starter this season at some point. I think he'll take over. And Mike Edwards, I mean, that was probably my least favorite pick of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are high on Mike Edwards, but I don't think that he brings that much that they don't already have. So
yeah, okay. How do you think how do you think the Bucks did overall?
I think that Bruce Arians knew what he wanted to do with this in this draft, and I think that he did it. I don't think he was looking for he just selected the best player available in his eyes at each position that he thought that they needed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it'll work out for him. I trust Bruce Arians. I'm a big Arians fan, so.
Yeah, me too. So now, going on to probably the most interesting team that we're going to talk about today, one of the most interesting, the Giants. So the Giants, they had a very interesting draft, I would say, especially with the the questioning, oh, we traded Odell, so, you know, we're going to have to make this a solid draft, we're going to have to get some good players. Well, they got some good players, but for the value they got him at, I don't think it was that good of a draft for them. What's your take on it?
I think that the Giants draft was okay. I'm not a fan of Daniel Jones at six at all. I think that he's a high floor, low ceiling quarterback who I don't think that what they want to do fits him. They want him to sit for a few years, but I don't see him getting much better than he already is. I like their pick at 17 and 30. Dexter Lawrence, he's for them on the defensive line, even though I like what they have with B.J. Hill
mm-hmm.
and Dalvin Tomlinson. I like the DeAndre Baker pick quite a bit. I think that them trading into the first was good. He wasn't the best corner available, but I think that he'll be good for them. And then after the Ocean Ximenez and Julian Love pick, I think that the draft was I did like the Ocean Ximenez and Julian Love picks quite a bit.
Yeah, I know. That those two, you know, I think they can develop Ocean Ximenez well with Oliver Vernon being traded. And they got I think the steal was Julian Love in the fourth round. I was expecting him to go 100%. Maybe mid second, late second, but he dropped to the early fourth, and I think that was a great pick for them at that value. But in my opinion, what they should have done is they should have taken Ed Oliver at six. And what probably would have happened was Daniel Jones probably would have dropped to them at 17, just like Dwayne Haskins dropped to the Redskins at 15. So I don't think they could have done a lot better. They could have gotten a lot more value for the players. They could have done a better D tackle, a better value pick for Daniel Jones. Like, I mean, it's a sixth pick on I'm not even the number one QB in the draft. Not even the top two QB in the draft. So I was just like, I don't know. But I love the DeAndre Baker pick. I think Dexter Lawrence will help him out. It's just the values they picked him at. I'm not a fan of it. All right. So now moving on to the Jaguars. So the Jaguars, I think they had a pretty solid draft. What do you think?
I think that the Jaguars use the same approach that the Atlanta Falcons used last season, where they just kind of chose the best player available at each of their or at this at the top of their draft. At seven, I don't think anyone's. Well, I mean, it wasn't a crazy like thing for Josh Allen to fall to them at seven, but I don't think a lot of people expected him. Maybe six at the latest. But I'm not going to be mad at them for taking Josh Allen. It's just a luxury pick, but I'm fine with it. And then Juwan Taylor at the 35th pick, that's insane. He was my number one tack on the draft, and I think he's going to be great for Nick
Same,
Foles
same. It's just
until
the
he's
only,
out of Jacksonville.
yeah, the only question is, will he stay healthy? That's the only reason why he dropped to them, is if he could stay healthy in Jacksonville. And if he can, this will be one of the best draft steals for the Jaguars, because there was like three offensive tackles picked before him, so or two I think two or two or three. So this would be great for the Jaguars if he can stay healthy. They got a tight end Josh Oliver out of San Jose State. They got
I like him.
safety, running back Requel Armstead out of Temple. So and they got a backup QB just in case anything happens. Nick Foles, I think it's really good for the Jaguars. They got addressed their needs. Pretty solid draft for the Jaguars. So now moving on to the Lions. This was more of an interesting draft. I know there's a lot of Lions fans out there are just like, what? I mean, we addressed some needs, but like what? They got TJ Hawkinson, Jelani Tavai out of Hawaii, and that at that pick, people were like, "What? Who's this guy?" So what's your opinion on it?
I actually am a big fan of the Lions going into next season. I think they had a great offseason, including the draft. I think the TJ Hawkinson pick was much needed. He's a do-it-all tight end. He doesn't really have any holes in his game. A lot of people don't know who Jelani Tavai is, but I watched him about the first time, and he was actually my fifth or sixth ranked linebacker in the class. I don't think that I would have taken him in the second round, but I don't think it was a bad pick. Be a good pairing for what they have in Detroit already in the linebacking core. And then my favorite pick by them was Amani
Oh
Oruwariye,
yeah, I was about to talk about that. Oh yeah, in the fifth
fifth
round,
round.
man. That was a freaking steal. I know a lot of people had him at in the second or even like in the second round, picking him, top three, top four corner, and he gets picked in the fifth round. That's just and they who did they pick up in the offseason? They didn't pick up a nickel corner. I forgot his name. I know he's from the Seahawks. I'm just having a brain fart right now. But
Justin Coleman, yeah.
yeah,
Justin
Justin
Coleman.
Coleman, Darius Slay there. I mean, now they got another solid corner in Amani
Yeah,
Aramunwe.
for sure.
It's really, I think, a good draft. And they can move TJ Hawkinson around the field. Like you said, there's not a lot of holes in this game. So I think a great value for them, number eight, and their whole draft was pretty good. So now moving to Pittsburgh. So they had
The
a,
Bills, the Bills, the Bills.
oh yeah, shit, the Bills. Okay, we'll get to Pittsburgh in a second. The Bills. I'm trying to look up their draft board. One sec, guys. Okay, Buffalo. There we go. They had the steal of the draft. One of the biggest steals of the draft. I mean, it's not really a steal, but for Ed Oliver to fall to them at nine, and then they get Cody Ford too. That's just that. That's those are picks with great value. What's your take on it?
I think that the Bills probably had the second best draft in the league. The fact that their worst pick, in my opinion, was a seventh round tight end, who I think was a good pick, and Tommy Sweeney says a lot. Ed Oliver falling to nine, I kind of expected it, but crazy that teams let that happen, and I think that teams are going to regret that. And the Cody Ford, he was my number three rated tackle in the class, and I think that whether the Bills can keep him at tackle, or they can, whether they move him inside or keep him at tackle, I think that he'll
Yeah,
be good for them for
that's
a
the
long
big
time.
part that they can move him inside, outside, they can do whatever they want. And, you know, they got Devin Singletary. They got a lot of running backs on their roster right now. You know, LeSean McCoy, they signed TJ Yeldon. But I think Devin Singletary can add a lot of versatility and speed to that running back core. Dawson Knox, obviously, from Ole Miss there. They signed Tyler Eifert, right? Remember? In that free agency. So, you know, Dawson Knox, he can learn some things. He can plug in. Vonshan Joseph, a great pick for them in the fifth round at linebacker. Very physical, like you said. I think a really solid draft for them. Great job by Sean McDermott. What do you think?
I don't see anyone disliking their first three picks. And then just touching on Dawson Knox and Vonshan Joseph a little more. I wasn't as high on Joseph as some. He was my 11th ranked linebacker, but that doesn't mean that I don't like him. He's really, he gets around the field. He's a hard hitter. I think that he'll be good for them going against guys like Sonny Michel, Le'Veon Bell, you know, twice a year. So,
yep. All right. So moving on to the Steelers, it was a little bit of a surprise that they traded up and got Devin Bush. I don't think anyone, like, there's some talks, like, right before the draft about them trading up, but no one really knew that they'd trade up with the Broncos. So, super surprised first trade of the draft, you know, everyone's like, oh, and it's like Devin Bush. So, it basically fills a hole there. They don't know if Ryan Shazier is going to come back. I think Devin Bush was neck and neck with Devin White as one of the best linebackers and as the best linebacker in this draft. Very physical, can run from sideline to sideline. As a Charger fan, I was hoping they were going to pick him up, but Steelers get him. I think it's a great pick for the Steelers. Then they get Deontay Johnson out of Toledo, a great speed wide receiver for them. You know, you got James Washington there, Juju Smith. I think they had another wide receiver to that core, and then you get Justin Lane in the third round, great pick as well. What's your take on this?
I really like what Kevin Colbert did this draft. Devin Bush was my highest ranked linebacker in the draft. I think that he, like you said, he fills a hole right away. Sideline to sideline speeds, it's a great pick. And then Deontay Johnson, seeing some people compare him to Antonio Brown, and I actually like that comparison. He's just a playmaker with the ball in his hands, good route runner. And then Justin Lane in round three, it's a really good pick. Player that'll, I think that'll have a good rookie year for them and for years forward. So
yeah, and they got Benny Snell Jr. as well. Just have a little backup for James Conner there. I think it's a great pick for them there too. So now moving on to the Bengals. The Bengals had an interesting draft. I think they got great value for Jonah Williams. It's just what they need. They get Andy Dalton some protection there. In my opinion, one of the best tackles in the draft, top two for sure. It's just, I was a little curious on why they got Drew Sample in the second round. But I love the Jermaine Pratt pick in the third round. And then they get a solid backup, or maybe even a future quarterback for the Bengals, and Ryan Finley. I love that pick. What's your take on it?
Yeah, like you said, the Bengals, I think I saw they had the most picks in the draft with 13.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they did okay. They started out hot with Jonah Williams. I think that's a good pick. I don't think many people saw that pick coming.
Yeah.
I expected them to take a tackle last year, but they took Jonah Williams this year. And then, I like the Jermaine Pratt pick. I think that he'll be a good replacement for Vontaze Burfict. They're actually pretty similar players.
Yeah.
And Ryan Finley, Taylor wanted his guy. I wouldn't have traded up for him, but I don't think it was a bad move. And then I'm very high on Renelle Wren out of Arizona State. I think he was the best run stopper in the class. A lot of upside for them for years to come. But one of the things I was curious about is they took Trayvon Williams in the sixth round, which is great value. And then just 20 some odd picks later, they take Rodney Anderson.
Oh yeah, Oklahoma. Same place as Joe Mixon.
I'm not sure why they would take two running backs, because I doubt they're going to keep them both on roster. But I think they had a okay draft.
I mean, well, you know, you got Zach Taylor now that just came from the Rams. You know, they substituted Todd Gurley and CJ Anderson a lot, and you know what? Who knows what they could do there with those three running backs? You know, injuries happen a lot, so you never know if I wouldn't want it, but you never know if Joe Mixon couldn't go down or something. It's always good to have those running backs there, like three solid running backs. So yeah, I mean, they got people that can rotate in and out, and I think it's a solid draft by the Bengals.
100%.
All right, so going to the Packers. This was more of an interesting, like, what kind of draft. I think they should have addressed the wide receiver position, losing Randall Cobb. But they got a good wide receiving core there, the young group for sure. But I'm just a little confused on the Rayshon Gary pick and the Darren Earl Savage Jr. pick trading up for him. What's your take on it?
I'm not a fan of the Rayshon Gary pick. I wouldn't have taken him in the first round, but even before I found out about the torn labrum.
Yeah.
Darnell Savage, he's one of my favorite players in the draft. I had a first round grade on him. He was actually my second ranked safety behind Nasir Adderley. I like that pick. Actually, I think he'll be great to pair up with Adrian Amos.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
I like the Elkton Jenkins pick at 44. I think that's good value for him. And then Jay Sternberger in round 3. I think that adds a good receiving threat for Aaron Rodgers now that Jimmy Graham's starting to show his age.
Yeah, yeah.
And Kingsley Kiki, that's a good pick as well. So I think that the Packers did okay.
Yeah, that Rayshon Gary pick, I'm just like, I don't know. Maybe they can develop him. Who knows? But if they wanted to get a defensive end there, they could have gone Brian Burns. I think they should have gone Brian Burns right there and then. Solid. I know they just got two, Zarius Smith and Preston Smith, but I mean, when you got Brian Burns at 12, I think you should have taken him. Or even if you wanted a D tackle, you take Christian Wilkins. But hey, that's their pick. And I think for the rest of the picks, they had a good draft. Excuse me. Going to the Dolphins now. They had an interesting draft, you know, taking Christian Wilkins. I think that's a great pick for them. They fell right in their laps. And then getting Michael Dieter from Wisconsin at a solid guard, and Andrew Van Ginkel at Wisconsin at linebacker. So what's your take on this?
I think that the Christian Wilkins pick was an A-plus pick. I think that he fills a huge need with them now that Cameron Wake's gone. I think that he can add a similar role. He's a defensive lineman, but he shows pass rush potential. Mm-hmm. And then obviously they traded away their second round pick for Josh Rosen, who I think is going to be the future of that franchise. Oh, yeah. And then they got Michael Dieter in the third, who I like. He's pretty raw still, but I think that he has high upside, and I think that they had a pretty good draft.
Oh, bro, like Josh Rosen, for them to get it at that value, I thought he was going to get traded for a first round pick. But for them to get him for a late second round pick, that's just genius by the Dolphins to do that. And they get a fifth round pick out of it. Like, I was just like, what? Like, they basically just gave the Cardinals a freaking basket of potatoes for him. Like, you know, this is a quarterback selected at the 10th overall pick in last year's draft at number, you know, like in the first round. Like, and Josh Rosen, he didn't have a supporting cast there. He had freaking a trash offensive line, a not really good coach there. And what he has in Miami, what the fans are excited to have him. He's excited to be there. He knows he's going to be the future there. He can develop some things under Brian Fitzpatrick, who is a veteran. He can teach him how to be a pro, how to study. I think it's a perfect fit for him. I think he'll do really well in Miami. And now you got three second-year quarterbacks in the AFC East, and then you got the the king at the throne, Tom Brady. So it's going to be really fun to watch. Patriots are going to need to get a quarterback soon. So that whole AFC East is going to be really fun to watch in the upcoming seasons.
Josh Rosen's not only a guy that was the 10th overall pick last year. He's someone who would be my number one quarterback this year as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't know. I think Kyler Murray would still be my number one. But if I were to have Josh Rosen in this year's draft, I would have him at number two for sure. Great, great value pick for them, though, getting that trade. So now moving on to the Falcons. The Falcons, a lot of Falcons fans are really confused about this pick, having Chris Lindstrom at number 14 and then Caleb McGarry at 31 in the first round. A lot of people are confused, like, what's kind of happening here? Like, why are we need other positions. Like, we need defensive end, and we're picking offensive linemen. But I think overall, what I've been hearing from Falcons fans, are pretty happy about it. I'd be happy about it. They're protecting Matt Ryan. They're getting that offense going from how it was in 2016. I still think they have some things to address on defense. There's a lot of injuries last year, but what's your take on it?
I think that Dan Quinn went into this draft knowing exactly what he wanted to do. I know that a lot of Falcons fans or some Falcons fans kind of expected the pick of Lindstrom at 14. I think he fits them really well. I think he also fits their system well, but I think that they definitely reached and they definitely didn't need to trade back into the first round to get him.
Yeah.
I think that my favorite pick of theirs was at 14 or Kaminsky at 135. But I think that they picked guys that fit their system well.
Yeah, I think a great overall.
They didn't take value into account.
Yeah, I think it was a pretty good draft by the Falcons. I just think they should have gotten I think they should have just gotten maybe a defensive end if they were to trade up or maybe in the second round. But they can protect Matt Ryan pretty well now, especially in that division with, you know, the Bucks, Panthers, and Saints. So now going to Washington, the Redskins. I think they had a really solid draft with how their team was and what they needed. They hit every single point. They got great value picks. They got luxury picks with Montez Sweat dropping them to 26. They traded up right in front of his brother John Gruden. I think Jay Gruden had a feeling that, you know, John Gruden, he wants Montez, and he traded up with the Colts, got Montez. They got Dwayne Haskins, fell right in their lap. They didn't have to trade up to number three, and then they get exactly what Dwayne Haskins asked for. They asked for, he said, hey, get one of my teammates, get one of my wide receivers, Terry McLaurin at Ohio State. I mean, I think he'll do really well there in Washington. Bryce Love, if he can come back from his injury, him and Darius Geis, oh my God, that's going to be really a really great duo back there. And then they get Kelvin Harmon. I think the biggest steal in the draft in round six. I had him going in the first round, and he drops to round six. What's your take on it?
I think that the Redskins had a fantastic draft. Dwayne Haskins, he wasn't my number one rated quarterback in the draft, but I do my guy's team, and he was my quarterback on that team. He's my favorite quarterback to watch this season. And then Montez Sweat at 26. I think that trading up for him was 100% worth it. He's a great player, and I think that he'll be great for them. And then McLaurin, because he has familiarity with.
Repeat that.
The pick of Terry McLaurin.
Okay.
Because he has familiarity with Dwayne Haskins. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think Haskins was the reason he didn't put up great numbers at Ohio State, just because he's a deep threat and Dwayne Haskins didn't always want to throw it deep.
Yeah.
The worst pick of the draft was Wes Martin, the offensive lineman at Indiana. I don't understand why you would take someone like him in round four whenever there were much better linemen available.
Yeah.
Like you said, Kelvin Harmon at pick 206. He was my number two rated receiver in the draft.
I know.
People are concerned about the speed. Well, Michael Thomas ran a 4.55. Kelvin Harmon ran a 4.6. Michael Thomas is an all-pro receiver.
Exactly.
High character guy at pick 227. I think he'll do a lot for that defense. Maybe not as much on the field, but he adds a lot of value as a special teams player and a locker room guy.
Yep. I think really solid pick by the Redskins. I was just confused why it fell so much. But hey, Redskins got them. They got some wide receivers now, Josh Doctson and Paul Richardson there. Hey, they look out for them next season. Going to pick 16, or just the team, the Panthers. I think they got great. I think the most underrated pick in the draft, Brian Burns. I think he's one of the best pass rushers in this draft, and they get him at 16. Great. Great replacement for Julius Peppers since he retired. And then in the second round, they trade up and get Greg Little out of Ole Miss. A great offensive tackle. I just, the value there, it's a little bit too much, you know, Greg Little that high. But, I mean, they address an offensive tackle need there to protect Cam Newton. And they get a really Cam Newton is – had some injuries recently, so they get really, like, really solid backup in Will Greer, one of the top five QBs in this draft. So what's your take on it?
I like their draft, especially the pick of Brian Burns at 16. He was my number two ranked edge rusher behind Nick Bosa. I think that he's a perfect replacement for Julius Peppers, and I think that he can have a similar career to Julius Peppers, honestly. Greg Little, like you said, it's a good pick, but the value, it is a bit iffy. I wouldn't take him around two. I had an early fourth round grade on him.
Mm-hmm.
Will Greer pick much in round three. I think that he's just way too inconsistent, doesn't make good decisions. But I guess if you just want him to be a QB3 on a roster, it's fine. Christian Miller in round four, I think that's a great pick. I had an early third on him, and he goes in round four. Another one of those Bama guys that slips through the cracks, but who show everyone how good he is in a few years. So
yeah, yeah. Had a good draft. I had him going in the late second, so I think a great pick by the Panthers. You get some depth and some good pass rushers there. Very, very much needed there. So now going on to pick 17, we got the Giants again. We already kind of talked about him, you know, Dexter Lawrence.
We'll do the Browns.
Yeah, so we'll do the Browns. No, it's not the Browns. It's the Vikings. Let's go with the Browns. So, the Browns. Probably one of the more shocking drafts. I trust John Dorsey because what he's done in the past to draft players. So when it comes to me seeing the players he drafts, I fully trust that he's going to draft some pretty solid players, you know, drafting Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt, Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, all these great players. I think Greedy Williams falling to them in the second round at pick 14. And then they also get Mac Wilson in the fifth round. That's just crazy to me. So what's your take on it?
Well, while talking about this, I'm going to touch on the team as a whole for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Team full of high-character guys, and they have Baker Mayfield. You know, he's called by some cocky or arrogant. I just think he's confident in himself. But anyway. And then they have Odell Beckham Jr., who is seen as – an emotional guy.
One of the most emotional players in the NFL.
And and then in the draft, they take Greedy Williams, who he's a guy who shows a lot of character on the field. And then as well, I've been told by some that he's a bit immature and not great for the locker room. So I think that they had a good draft, and they took good high-value guys with their picks. But I think that this season, although they're one of the most talented rosters in the league, I think that the locker room may be an issue for them. But if the first-year head coach there get Freddie Kitchens, can hold them together. I think they're going to be great, and I think that the draft does just help that cause.
I just think that I think the locker room will be fine if they can work together as a team. It's not more that they, you know, everyone on that team wants to make plays, and if they can all make plays, that team is going to be great. If there's no kind of so like the iron team there, then because I think they all know there's talent here, and we're going to spread the ball around. We're going to, they want to win games. I think that every player they drafted here, they want to win. You know, Beckham wants to win. Jarvis Landry wants to win. Baker Mayfield wants to win. They have a drive to win. I think the Browns are going to do really good this year, especially with the confidence boost they have going into the, especially that Odell trade just boosted up their ego and their confidence so much. I think that they will do very good this season. Going in with the Vikings. I'm gonna let you handle this first. What's your take on it?
I like the Vikings draft. I think Garrett Bradbury was a great pick at 18. Mm-hmm. It's a safe pick. They didn't take a risk, and I think that he's a plug and play guy. It'll come in immediately and start for a long time. He's a lot like Jason Kelce has been for the Eagles. I think he'll be very good. And then Irv Smith at pick 50, I think that's great value for him. He was my third ranked tight end in the class. He's a good blocker, a fantastic receiver, super athletic. And I think that getting Kirk Cousins, another playmaker on offense, is exactly what they need. And then after that, I think that they did their best with Drew Samia. I think they were really trying to boost the run game with Dalvin Cook because, you know, last year after coming off the torn ACL, he just didn't really do it for him.
And the O-line needs help.
And then the most underrated picks in the draft is Armon Watts at pick 190. Mm-hmm. I had a mid-round fourth on him, and I think that that's fantastic value, and I think he's a guy that can play day one.
Yeah, they had 4 7-round picks and 3 6-round picks, so they had a lot of picks going to this draft.
Yeah, I didn't even see Dylan Mitchell yet. I love Dylan Mitchell.
Yeah, they have a lot of depth O-line, so you know they get a guard, they get a tackle in this draft, a center. So 3 O-linemen in this draft, I think. They hit every need on the board. They have some depth at wide receiver with Dylan Mitchell, and they got Osby Johnson at Colorado State. So great picks for them. I think they will improve a lot more, and Kirk Cousins will feel a lot more secure going to this next season. So now going to Tennessee. Great. Tennessee, they improved a lot in this draft, getting 100%. Jeffrey Simmons, there was the video of him, you know, fighting and stuff. I think that he can move past that. You know, he feels, okay, I got drafted. I'm coming off this torn ACL. He has a chip on his shoulder. He has a lot to prove going to his next season, but a top 3 defensive tackle in this draft for sure. He's going to do very good. I think with the Titans, he fits well with what they're trying to do. Mike Vrabel there, a very physical team. And then A.J. Brown drops to them at pick in the 19th pick in the second round. I think one of the top 3 wide receivers in this draft. Great hands, great route running, great speed. He's going to fit really well with Corey Davis, what they're trying to do there, and they needed a wide receiver. So what's your take on it?
I love this class for them. Jeffrey Simmons, he's likely going to have to redshirt a year. And touching on that video of that girl that was his senior year of high school. That was a long time ago, and I've heard nothing but great things, not only from his teammates but from his coaches and people around him, that he's a great guy and he's moved past that and he's accepted it, and he doesn't try to brush it off. He knows and he accepts the consequences. AJ Brown at pick 51, I think that's really good value for him. I think that he's another slot receiver for Tennessee, which they didn't really need, but I think that he's their best slot receiver on the roster. And then Nate Davis and Amani Hooker. I'm a big fan of Nate Davis out of Charlotte. I think that he can play both guard or tackle for them.
Yeah.
And I think that he'll be a great replacement for Quentin Spain. And then Amani Hooker. I just think that that's about as good a pick as you can have right there.
Yeah,
he was great at Iowa. That he'll be great for the back half of that defense behind Harold Landry and Rashawn Evans and guys like that. And then just touching on DeAndre Walker a little bit. I like DeAndre Walker, but I think that he's pretty inconsistent. But coming in as a rotational player for them along with Harold Landry, I think that he can learn a lot from Landry. And I think that if he can do what he did against Missouri every week, that he can be
big. Solid draft by the Titans. So now going with the Broncos, interesting draft, trading back in the first round. They get a tight end, a much-needed position, Noah Fant, second best tight end in the draft after TJ Hawkinson. And then they get Dalton Risner in the second round, a great tackle or a great offensive lineman who can move around that O-line and play. You know, I interviewed him, and he told me he can play anywhere on the O-line. So I think that's a great pick for them, ninth pick in the second round. And then they trade up, and they get Drew Lock. I think they're quarterback of the future. You know, they've been really kind of – they've sucked at picking quarterbacks, but – I think he can go under Joe Flacco's wing, he can go under John Elway's wing, and he can learn a lot and prepare himself for what's to come in the future. And then I think one of the most more underrated picks, they had Draymond Jones at Ohio State, and seventh pick in the third round. I think a great pick for them. It's going to help give them that depth at D-line. So what's your take on it?
I don't just think that the Broncos drafted – good talent and made high value picks. I think that they also drafted leaders. I think that me and you, we've both talked about Dalton Risner, and he's a super good character guy who just wants to win and do what he can for his team and for his community. And then, so I think that'd be great for the locker room. And then Drew Lock just got done with a full career at Mizzou. I think he could be a great leader for them for a long time if he can produce for them. So I like the draft and Justin Hollins.
Yeah, that's Drew Lock is a more low floor, high ceiling type of guy right now. But yeah, you can definitely develop into the oh shit. Actually my big board. But yeah, he can develop and probably be the quarterback of the future for them. So now going into the Eagles pick. Sorry guys, I keep coughing so much. The Eagles, they had an interesting draft, trading up, and they get Andre Dillard out of Washington State, one of the best tackles in the draft. And then they trade up and get Miles Sanders out of Penn State, running back. I think a really solid running back. He sat behind Saquon Barkley. He had a really good year at Penn State, and now you put him in this mix with these four other running backs, now five total running backs in Philly. We'll see what they do. It's going to be very competitive. Who's going to get the most touches there? I like what Philly's doing there. They're going to get the running game going for Carson Wentz, which opens up the passing game, and they get J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. I think a great player. He's more of an Alshon Jeffrey type player. That's what my comparison was of him. He can go up, get the ball, very strong hands, can track the ball very well. Speed and route running is a little questionable, but very great hands and great ability to track the ball. What's your take on it?
I like the Eagles draft for the most part. I think that they definitely drafted for Carson Wentz, keep him healthy. They know now that they don't have a Nick Foles player to fall on. So I think that Andre Dillard, he's one of the best pass blockers in this class. And, I think that he can be, I think he can come in and, have valuable reps for them and protect Carson Wentz. And then I really like the Miles Sanders pick. I think he and Jordan Howard really complement each other. Jordan Howard has always had, well, not always, not his first year, but he had a guy in Chicago in Tariq Cohen who can complement him.
Yeah.
By being a pass catcher, and now he has that in Philadelphia as well with Miles Sanders. And I think that Miles Sanders can also take pressure off of him as a runner. And I think that they'll complement each other well. I'm not a huge fan of J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. I see more Mike Evans than Alshon Jeffrey, just a guy that'll probably produce fairly well. Just a high point 50-50 ball kind of guy who will make the flashy plays, but
yeah, and they only had five picks in this draft, so not many picks, traded up a lot, so they had to give up some. And then they get this quarterback, Clayton Thorson, out of Northwestern in the fifth round. Just to give a little backup to Carson Wentz, you know, they just got Luis Perez out of the AAF in from the San Antonio or Birmingham Iron. So, you know, they got some quarterbacked up just to prepare if Carson Wentz gets injured again, which I hope not. I hope he flourishes again and has a good career. But, and okay, Jeff, the first three picks by the Eagles I love. Okay, Jeff, by them. So now moving on to the Texans. So the Texans draft was a little bit more interesting. A lot of people's take on them was O-line, O-line, O-line. You got to protect Deshaun Watson. You got sacked a lot. But I think Titus Howard was a really good pick. I just don't know about the value, but I think he can develop really well. He can do a really good job in protecting Deshaun Watson. And then in the second round, they get Lonnie Johnson Jr., corner. I like the pick, but just the value of Lonnie going to second round, mid-second round, it's just, eh. It's like he could have dropped a little bit more. I think they could have gotten a better corner out of in the second round of that pick. And they have back-to-back picks, and they get Max Sharping out of Northern Illinois. I think another great pick at tackle, so they just needs there. And then they get a pretty good tight end called Halle Warring out of San Diego State. A great tight end they can use in the passing game that can make their offense even better. And then you get Charles Amenhu. Sorry, I probably butchered his name, but a great pick in the mid-fifth round. I had him going in the like late second, early third. Great pick for defensive end, just in case, you know, they're talking about trading to Jadeveon Clowney. We'll see what happens, but I think it's a great pick, a great value pick for them. What do you have to say on that?
Yeah, I just want to talk about Titus Howard for a minute. I don't think Titus Howard at 23 is a bad pick, but I think the Texans taking Titus Howard at 23 is a bad pick. Just because he's so raw, he has all the physical traits, but the Texans really struggle to develop offensive linemen. I like the Lonnie Johnson pick. He's really physical, lengthy guy. He'll do good for them whenever he's in the game. Kahale Waring is one of my favorite tight ends in the class. He's a crisp route runner, shows a lot of potential as a blocker, and I think that if he gets the reps he deserves, I think that he'll be a starter for them at tight end.
Okay. Do you say they had a good draft this year?
I think they had a pretty solid draft, especially whenever you take into consideration picking up Charles Omenihu in round five. I'm a Texas Longhorn fan. I got to watch him here just destroying Big 12 offensive lines, and I know Big 12 defenses aren't much to brag about, but Big 12 O-lines are, and I think that he has a lot of versatility we're at on the edge, and I think that he'll be good for them if they do end up trading Jadeveon Clowney.
Okay. So now going on to Baltimore, a more interesting draft. I think they had a really good draft. They got Marquise Brown in the first round. I think he's going to help Lamar Jackson out a lot in that passing game. They got a really solid wide receiver out of him. They had Jalen Ferguson in the third round, another great value pick. I think that fit his value right there is just perfect. Mid-third round, that's what I was thinking he was going to go. He can help out that pass rush a lot with Za'Darius Smith gone. And then Miles Boykin at Notre Dame, a big wide receiver that they can use for Lamar Jackson to just throw deep. And then they get a really fast running back, Justice Hill at Oklahoma State, that can, you know, now they got those three running backs there with, you know, they released Alex Collins. So now they got Mark Ingram, Gus Edwards, who is going to be a baller, in my opinion. I went to the Chargers and Ravens game on Saturday night last year, and man, he was running all over us. He's great, low center CJ Anderson type guy. And then now you put Justice Hill in there, and they're gonna, and John Harbaugh is gonna mix him in and out. I think it's a great job for them.
I like what the Ravens did. I like Marquise Brown. He wasn't my number one receiver, but he was the number one receiver taken. But I think he's a great fit for Lamar and the Ravens. Throw it to him short and let him make plays. And Jalen Ferguson, I'm not as high on him as some, but he was a production monster at Louisiana Tech, and I think that the third round where they got him isn't a super bad pick. Miles Boykin got reached on, in my opinion, just due to how good of a combine he had.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that he could be okay for him, for them, if he's given the reps he'll need to develop. And Justice Hill, I think that's one of my favorite picks in the whole draft. He's another guy that Lamar Jackson can just throw it to short and let him make plays. So I think that they definitely did what they needed to do to help Lamar Jackson succeed.
I think a really solid draft by the Ravens. They just some key needs they needed, and they can. I think they'll get in playoff form again. Now moving on to my Chargers. I think we had a really solid first two picks in Jerry Tillery, 6 foot six. Okay, 6 foot six, 300 pounds. I think he would say a top six, top five defensive tackle. You know, a lot of defensive tackles were already picked, so they take the best available, and they take Jerry Tillery. The Chargers, one of their biggest needs was run defense. They sucked at it. They were getting ran on all year. They address it. I'm very happy that they addressed that. He's very physical. He can develop really well with Brandon Mebane. And, you know, he's in parallel with Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram. And then on your board and my board, you get Nasir Adderley in the late second. He just falls right in their lap. I was super hyped about that pick. Now you got Nasir Adderley and Derwin James there. Like, I don't know if there's going to be a better safety duo in the league than them. And then you also get Trey Pipkins, a very underrated pick, Sioux Falls, offensive tackle. They get some depth. They can really actually develop him. Drew Cantrell, you know, out of Notre Dame again, a very solid pick. They need linebackers. He's a very good leader, what I've been hearing, and a very physical, solid player. And then I was a little bit shocked on this pick, Easton Stick, North Dakota State quarterback. The Chargers need a backup quarterback for Phillip Rivers, and I think that he can develop really well with Phillip Rivers, and I think he'll do. We'll see what happens in the future if next year they draft a quarterback in the first round, but we'll see what happens. And they get Mekhi Egbuolu out of Houston, who I think is one of the most underrated picks in the draft. Everyone talks about Ed Oliver, but the guy right next to Ed Oliver was this guy, Mekhi. I think he'll be a great backup for Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram, and can swap in if needed. So what's your take on it?
Yeah, I really like the Chargers draft through and through. Jerry Tillery, he is inconsistent, but at his best, he's definitely a top five defensive lineman in the class. And I think that if Anthony Lynn can work his magic on him, I think that he'll be great for them for a long time. And then Nasir Adderley, I'll definitely be buying that new Nasir Adderley powder blue jersey.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
He was my number one safety in the class. And he was a top 10 player for me in the class. And then Drew Tranquil, I think I really like that pick. Last year that they ran that sub package against the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
And it just totally shut down the run game as a whole. And I think that he'll be great for that. And then Mekhi Egbuolu out of Houston. He's a high IQ player who sees the field really well. And I think that rotation a guy for them. So I really like what the Chargers did.
All right. Dope. So now moving on to the Seahawks, who started off with four picks. I'm looking at their thing right on their chart right now. And there's just so many picks they got in this draft from moving back, back, forward, back, back, forward. Like, they had what? Let's see. That's five. They had 10 trades in this draft. So Pete Carroll and their gen, I forgot their GM name, but they're pretty busy this draft. Getting people like, what? LJ Collier at 29? I didn't really do any study on him, but I just think for the value at number first round pick, I just don't know about that. It's like a Rashad Penny pick last year. I think a really underrated player, Marquise Blair. I think that was a good pick for them. And then they trade up and they get DK Metcalf. This is going to be the steal of the draft if DK or the second steal of the draft if DK Metcalf can stay healthy. Him, the type of offense they run with a downhill offense, north to south offense with Chris Carson. Now they got DK Metcalf, who's just a more vertical runner, and Russell Wilson, probably one of the most accurate QBs in the NFL. I just think it was a good, pretty good draft for them. What do you think?
I think the Seahawks had a good draft. I'm not a fan of the LJ Collier pick at 29, but I think he's a heir to Frank Clark. He's a heavy-handed power end who I think, or he's a heavy-handed stronger end that'll replace Frank Clark. Okay, but the value just isn't there for me. DK Metcalf is 64. That would have been the steal of the draft had Kelvin Harmon not fallen in the sixth round.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And then they go on in round four and draft Phil Haynes, who I'm a big fan of. I think that's what Seattle's been needing for a long time, is just a good lineman who will just be consistent for them and won't have Russell Wilson running 30 yards down the field to feet. And then, I just think that Seattle, they took a lot of just playmakers who a lot of teams didn't have on their board, like Amadi out of Oregon. I think that he wasn't someone that a lot of people expected to be drafted, but I think that he'll do good for them whenever he's in the game. So I like the Seattle draft outside of Collier.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, they got what? Let me count it real quick. Five. They start off with four picks, and I think I just did a quick count. 11 picks. That's just crazy. Pete Carroll was a busy man. Once again, a solid draft by the Seahawks. So now going to the Patriots. Patriots were a busy team in this draft, trading 8 times in this draft, getting N'Keal Harry at number 32, which I think was a great pick for them. He's going to fit Tom Brady really well. Great player. I mean, I was watching his film, and when he gets off the ball, he's a little more stiff. He doesn't have that speed yet, but he can catch. He can get up and get the ball, which I think is exactly what they need. They already got someone in Julian Edelman who can run around the field, get those really good routes. And then they get, I think, a really good pick in Juwan Williams. I like that pick. I think it's a perfect value for him. Actually, in my mock draft, I actually had him going at 13 in the second round to the Falcons, but they traded, and I don't know if they traded the Falcons, but he gets with the Patriots. I think he'll go well with the depth they need there. And then they get Chase Winovich in the third round, which I think is a great – I think he'll do not replace Trey Flowers, but he can certainly develop with what the Patriots do in New England and, you know, develop him, and he'll be good. I was just a little bit confused on the Damian Harris pick. I was like, they already got a pretty, complicated backfield back there with Rex Burkhead, Sony Michel, and James White. So I just, Damian Harris, I was like, he's a good running back, but I just don't know why they drafted him. Sorry. And then I really like the Yanni Kanjuse. Sorry if I butchered the name again. I think he's a really good player at the depth for them. Isaiah Wayne's gonna be coming back from the ACL tear. Just a pretty good draft by the Patriots. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I finally figured out the Patriots. I think that they did what they do every year in the draft. They take guys that aren't necessarily great, well-rounded guys, but they really flourish at a specific thing, and their Bill Belichick's really going to take advantage of that. I like the N'Keal Harry pick at 32. I didn't expect them to take him, but I'm glad that they did. That's a receiver that Tom Brady, Josh Gordon, who Tom Brady really enjoyed having while he was there. At 77, I really like that pick. I think that he's a high motor guy who Bill Belichick will love to have. Good locker room. Mm-hmm. I think. And then Damian Harris. It crowds up the backfield even more, but it's the Patriots. I mean, they'll have six running backs on the roster, get 25 carries at least on the season. So
yeah, so
it doesn't really surprise me.
Yeah, you know, with how much they change up their offensive plays, and when being a Chargers fan, watching them play the freaking Chargers in that divisional game, it was just annoying seeing them rotate their running backs in and out, and I was like, oh, it's just annoying, but. A really solid draft by the Patriots. So now, going to the Saints draft, they only had 5 picks in this draft. They traded 4 times, but they get a really solid center, a great value pick, Eric McCoy, in the 2nd round. And then they get, I think, a really good value pick, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, in the 4th round. I think they addressed some needs, and what's your take on it?
The Saints didn't have a single day one pick because last year they traded up for Marcus Davenport, you know.
Yeah.
Well, but they still got 2 guys for me that I think had day one value. And not having a single first or third round pick, having that kind of haul says a lot about the Saints front office and their ability to draft. I mean, we saw that a few years ago whenever they got Marshawn Lattimore and Marcus Williams and Alvin Kamara. But I think that they just further established themselves as one of the best drafting teams in the league.
Yeah, and I think they made a case for themselves as probably one of the best teams in the league now, especially with this draft. Right. They addressed a lot of needs. So now moving on to the Rams. They traded 6 times in this draft, and I think they had a really solid draft. They get Taylor Rapp, which I was a little bit confused. You know, he has some injuries, but we'll see if I think it will be really good if, you know, when he can develop under Eric Weddle, he can learn some things. And if once Eric Weddle's gone, I think he can, hopefully if he's healthy, he can be good. And then they get Darrell Henderson in the 3rd round. If, you know, whatever happens to Todd Gurley, Darrell Henderson can come in. He replaces that kind of backup of CJ Anderson. He can come in and really step up and be a number one running back there if he wants to, especially with what Sean McVay is doing and how he can develop players. And then they get Bobby Evans and David Long in the 3rd round. And one of my favorite picks is David Edwards as Wisconsin in the 5th round. I think that's a great pick at tackle. What's your take on it?
I think that the Rams did a great job. I think that I like their haul quite a bit. Taylor Rapp, 740 it's pretty slow, but I don't think that's much of an issue considering I see him as an in the box safety. Mm-hmm. who will be great in run support. And then Darrell Henderson, a running back with the Rams, I don't think can be unsuccessful. I mean, CJ Anderson came in and looked like a fullback and did what he did. So Sean McVay, he really caters to running backs. And I think that Darrell Henderson will really help take some pressure off of Todd Gurley with his knee issues. And then I like David Long a lot. He's a great man press corner. And I think that now having to go up against a guy like DK Metcalf twice a year, I think that you're going to, you might need someone that'll press mm-hmm. him up and, lock him up at the line like we saw Greedy Williams do.
Yeah, and you got Deebo Samuel there too. And then now you got Andy Isabella as well. That's it's going to be a fun division to watch there. Now moving to the Chiefs. The Chiefs had an interesting draft. I love the Mecole Hardman pick. I think with the whole Tyreek Hill drama, I think that he's a carbon copy of Tyreek Hill, what he can do, great speed, flat line speed, on kick return, special teams. He's in a I think Patrick Mahomes, he's going to love him with, like, what Tyreek Hill could do. I love the Juwan Thornhill pick. It's a great value pick of what they had in the late second round. And then I love Colin Sanders. I think he's going to fit really well with Chris Jones and what they're trying to do there. What's your take on it?
Yeah, I not only like their draft, I also like the signing of James Williams after the draft as an undrafted free agent. But Mecole Hardman, I think that was a kind of panicked pick by them, not knowing the status of Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
But I think that he'll be good with Pat Mahomes. And then Juan Thornhill adds a lot of versatility to a defensive back room that doesn't have a ton of talent.
He's an help with outside of Tyrann
Mathieu. He's played some slot corner, but so now they have two guys that can not only do well at the safety position, but can also come down and play the nickel cornerback spot. And then Colin Saunders, I think that's a perfect value pick, and it's what they need, a great lateral mover on that defensive line. Run a lot if he can get his arms in there. And then Darwin Thompson in round six is a steal, in my opinion. That's just a guy who will make plays. That's a Matt Nagy guy. I know he's not there anymore, but I think that Eric Bieniemy will have a lot of fun with him, drawing up plays for him. So I think that they had a good draft.
Yeah, him and Damian Williams can do pretty well, sure, back there. So now moving on to the Colts. The Colts trade out of the first round, but they had a second pick in the second round. In my opinion, pretty much a first round pick, and they get a first round graded wide corner. I think I love Rockison. I love him. I love how he plays. I love the physicality he plays with. I think he's gonna fit what the Colts are trying to do. I think he's gonna help improve their secondary a lot. I think they should have a safety, but when you have Rockison at that pick, I think you should take him. I know the Raiders want to take him, and they trade up. So, great pick for them. And they get Ben Banagu out of TCU. I just don't know about the value there, but I trust their GM that they're going to get some good players. And then they get Paris Campbell. I think a great pick. He's going to help Andrew Luck. You saw what he did with Dwayne Haskins at Ohio State. And he's a great wide receiver and great value in the second round. What's your take on it?
I think that the Colts had a great draft and up through the fifth round, their first fifth round pick. I really like the Rocky Austin pick. He's just a perfect fit for them. Alongside Pierre Desir, who showed a lot of flashes last season. Oh, yeah. Even did some work on DeAndre Hopkins towards the end of the year, kind of locked him up. And then at 49, I think that's good value for him. He'll be a good rotational guy. I don't think he's an every down player, but I think that when he comes in, he'll make a good impact. And then Paris Campbell, that's a guy that I think they need just a playmaker for Andrew Luck to toss it down to, take some pressure off of him. And then Bobby Okereke out of Stanford, he's a good sideline to sideline linebacker. Shows flashes in coverage. I think he's a good pairing alongside Darius Leonard and can just help make plays to stop the pass. So I like their draft.
Good draft from the Colts. Moving on to the Cowboys. They didn't have a first-round pick. Obviously, basically, their first-round pick is Amari Cooper. So congrats to them. Worked out really well. But they get Tristan Hill set in the second round. I think a great pick for them. I don't know if they need a D-tackle as much. I think they should have taken a safety, in my opinion. But they take Tristan Hill. Thank God they didn't take Nasir Adderley, but they should have taken him, in my opinion, a cover safety. And then they get Connor McGovern, a guard out of Penn State. Great value pick. He's going to help fill in, you know, just in case any injuries. You know, they've had some injuries with center Travis Frederick, but I think he'll just be fine. What's your take on it?
Yeah, I like the Tristan Hill pick quite a bit. I think that's great value for someone who really popped up onto the scene after having one of the better combines out of anyone there. Just a super athlete guy. And I wouldn't have understood the pick had there not been rumors of maybe trying to trade Taco Charlton.
Yeah.
Like, I like Connor McGovern at pick 90. That's good. That's good value for him, and he's just a mauler guy who will help the backfield of Ezekiel and maybe Tony Pollard. Now, Tony Pollard at pick 128 is exceptional. He's just a Tavon Austin kind of guy, who's just a playmaker, someone for Dak Prescott to just throw checkdowns to and let him make plays. He'll make plays as a kick returner. He can play receiver. Just a gadget guy who I think that Jason Gurley will have a lot of fun with. So
yeah, good. What do you say? It's a good draft by the Cowboys.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's a pretty good draft by the Cowboys. So now moving on to the final team of this draft. I know it's been a pretty long episode. We've been talking for an hour, but moving on to the Bears. So I love the David Montgomery pick. Now they got some pretty speedy running backs there with David Montgomery and Tariq Cohen. That's going to be a pretty good backfield and help Mitchell Trubisky out a lot. And then they get a really good, really, really good value pick in Riley Ridley out of Georgia. He's going to help. He's going to get more depth at the wide receiving core. He's going to help Mitchell Trubisky, I think, there. And I think they had a really good draft. What's your take on it?
Yeah, I was a big fan of the Bears this past season. I was rooting for them all season. Sad to see how they went out, but anyway, I like the Khalil Mack trade, and I think it was worth losing their first two picks. David Montgomery in round three is great value. Then it replaces Jordan Howard in a pretty similar manner, except he is as a pass catcher. And then Riley Ridley in the fourth round is great value. One of the better route runners in the class. They now have two super young, super valuable wide receivers in Anthony Miller and Riley Ridley to pair along with Trey Burton, Allen Robinson, and Taylor Gabriel. I think that offense is going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, and that defense is going to be fun to watch again too. So, hey, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. It was kind of long, but we reviewed every single team of this draft. It was really fun talking with you, man. I look forward to having you more on this podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. DM me your takes on your team, what you want me to talk about, anything like that. So it was a fun draft. So.